Greetings, looking closer, readers. I'm Jeffrey Overstreet. I wanted to record this so I could say it to you with my actual voice, rather than just type words onto a page. I'm back here at my post to express my gratitude, first for you, the Looking Closer readers who kept this website alive this year through generous contributions. Thank you. And secondly, for the artists whose works of imagination, beauty, and truth blessed me during what was, no doubt about it, the most difficult year of my life thus far. I won't describe here the more personal events that made 2016 so difficult. Suffice it to say that I suffered some deeply dispiriting losses this year, both personally and by virtue of being close to others who suffered greatly. But artists, particularly musicians, consistently inspired me to go on living, loving, hoping, praying, giving, and striving. These artists reminded me that I am part of a global community of truth-tellers, public servants, civil rights champions, believers, and dreamers. They are people of courageous imagination and generosity of spirit. They stand as agents fighting back against a new epidemic of deception and destruction in this country I call home. Their light exposes the spiritual bankruptcy of the compulsive liars, the sexual predators, the racists, the self-interested billionaires, the science haters, and the fake news dealers that Americans voted into office this year. Those deceivers in chief who are dismantling democracy before our very eyes and claiming God's favor as they do it. I am glad as I listen to this music to know that I am not alone. Based on what I've seen so far, every artist I know whose work has drawn me closer to the generous gospel of Jesus Christ is currently taking a stand in stark opposition to this new anti-American administration. By anti-American, I mean that the new leadership in Washington won power by preaching messages of hatred, prejudice, self-interest, and dishonest nostalgia. And now they are making policy out of those promises. While I know I should never make the mistake of confusing my church and my country, I have always taken heart at how Americans' founding ideals have been influenced by the gospel. The idea of a country that offers liberty and justice for all. America, influenced by the gospel, is at its best when it brings good news for the poor, for the exploited and abused, for the neglected and oppressed minority, for the endangered immigrant. I hear that generosity of spirit, that dream, in the music that I love. I hear it in brave anthems calling us to action. I hear it in anger over injustice. I hear it in songs of empowerment for neglected populations. I hear it in songs of psalm-like grief. I hear it in the courage of those who can still sing with good humor, playfulness, and joy, even in these dark times. The chemistry of truth, beauty, and mystery that defines great art provides solace, affirmation, a way to rage, a way to grieve, a way to build, a way to escape the lies of despair, and a way to hope for the fulfillment of God's promises. So, here, for what it's worth, is my small expression of gratitude. A list of my annual favorite recordings. Call it a celebration, if you will. Like last year, this is organized in three categories. You might call them good, great and greatest, but that makes me uncomfortable. It takes so much time and attention to have any sense of the greatness in a song or an album. I'm more comfortable categorizing them like this. The first are thank you notes I'm writing to what you might call the bronze medalists. These are albums I enjoyed, played several times, and recommended. These are the MP3s I'm glad I downloaded. Then there will be the enthusiastic fan letters. These are for what you might call the silver medalists. These are albums I visited at least once a month this year. Albums I bought for the home library, possibly, or records I recommended with giddy enthusiasm. And then finally, the cream of the crop. I'm writing testimonies of love and gratitude for what you might call the gold medalists, the albums I wanted to hear every week, albums I'd be happy to own in multiple formats if I could, albums I'd like to keep in stock so I can give them away to everybody, albums that made a significant difference in my head and my heart this year. I hope you find some new discoveries among these recommendations and expressions of gratitude. I hope that you find music that moves you the way it continues to move me. So, enjoy this post. Follow the links so that you can listen to some of the songs. Some of them include music videos. And then watch for the rest of this list, which will appear in part 2 and part 3. Thank you for listening, and I look forward to making new discoveries with you in 2017. We need each other during these times. We need beauty, truth, and mystery in what we see, in what we hear, and in what we create together. Thank you for making this journey with me at Looking Closer. Never hesitate to share what you've discovered, because I'll take all the beauty I can get.